to investors. Expect 1.34 trillion naira investment, 250,000 jobs to be created. Obtains nod from ICRC to proceed with project.
Thank you very much, Sheriff. Let me first of all state clearly that there is nothing wrong in concessioning roads in a well-arranged, open and transparent arrangement. Let me repeat what I said. I believe there is nothing wrong in concessioning your highways, you know, so that you can toll and get them maintained. That is in principle. The question is, what takes place in practice? And that is where the problem lies. Before you start thinking of tolling, from the little that I have been able to gather, you first of all have to look at the circumstances of the environment. Okay? What we have here, you remember that the Lagos-Ibadan Expressway was tolled way back in the day.
That's right.
But because of corrupt practices, Obasanjo got so angry and, that he even, in his anger, he threw away the baby with the bathwater. He demolished the toll gates. Having said that, it is quite clear that we have run into a problem with road maintenance. And therefore, in principle, I keep saying in principle, the federal government wants to concession 12 highways to investors. The questions we are going to be asking the federal government at that point is that, who are these investors? What are they bringing to the table? What kind of experience do they have in tolling? And most importantly, you said the highways, where exactly would be the takeoff point? These things are absolutely important. If you've traveled anywhere outside Nigeria, other countries, indeed some West African countries, you will see that your common sense will tell you that it is done on highways, not in the middle of town. The reason why I'm saying this is that I'm going back to the problem that we have with the Lekki toll gates. Let me state clearly, in modern journalism, a journalist is sometimes allowed and expected to take a stand on an issue. In the last election, you did have some media houses say, this is the person we support. As far as I'm concerned, my issue is that I will never, for as long as I have air in my lungs and I can breathe, support the tolling of this Lekki, whatever. You do not toll right bang in the middle of town. I was just telling Sheriff, in the tolling days, it would take you an hour and a half from just Lekki to where we are here now. Now that we have seen how life can be without tolling, I will not, I repeat, not only will I not, I will take part in a campaign that will make sure that the Lagos State government does not toll that Lekki here. Remember that initially, in a spirit of what I would call greed and insensitivity, there were supposed to be 4 toll gates on that road. Meaning that if you lived beyond, don't forget that the toll gate is not for the people in Lekki. It's not for the big boys in Lekki. That's not, the toll gate is for everybody going in that direction. People who live in Jakonde, live in Aja, Ado, you all have to go through that toll. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
It is important that you know that. In the insensitivity and the greed, there were 4 until people resisted and it was reduced to 1. This one, I pray to God in his almighty whatever, it will not hold. It will not hold. Because there is a it is just common sense. You do not toll right bang in the middle of the city and create hardship for everybody. According to minus even the issue of the added cost. Anyway, before we lose track of that, let's get back to where we are. 12 highways are going to be tolled, are going to be concessioned. Bini Asaba, Abuja Lokoja, Kano Katsina, Sagamu Bini, Abuja Kefu Akwanga, and so on.
These are highways that linked one state to another.
One state to another, not within a state.
Not within a state, that's right.
And apart from that, if it is so bad that you want to go to Ibadan and you don't want to use, let's say, Lagos-Ibadan, for example, you don't want to pay toll, there are alternative roads. You can go through Abeokuta, you can go through Ibadan.
Right.
Where is the alternative road to in this direction?
It's just, there are some, actually. before you get to, I think, Sandfield. You can, you know, avoid the toll gate from Sandfield.
And then clog up. It's just a narrow road.
Then you come through
Oniru.
Yeah.
Nobody is expected to.
And besides, that access is still under
this
construction.
This is minus, Sheriff. Why it's upsetting is this is minus a lot of things that we cannot say on air that appears to have taken place even in the decision to toll. Hmm. The decision was more economic than providing succor. If Aladi Dakonde could build that road all the way to Ekpe without tolling, what is the difference? Hmm. And therefore, in fact, on Saturday, we might as well start the discuss on Saturday,
right.
8 o'clock. Everybody get ready. It's the People's Parliament. You will phone in politely, make your point for or against. This is something that we must resist. We must resist it.
Let's move on, Jimmy, quickly. Let's stay with the Vanguard newspaper. We are here on page 11. Papa gridlock MPA Lagos to impound trucks without call-up slip. That's a headline here.
There we go again.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard this times without number. And so I will hold our comments here until the action actually starts taking place. At the end of the day, I think what everybody wants is some form of relief in their papa lockdown.
That's right.
The governor had a meeting with the MPA boss yesterday. I don't think it's the first time they were having the meeting. Mm. And something tells me Ifeke is not taking, it won't be the last of such meetings. Because the truth is, like Adenosi Patrick said, if you do not bust the corruption circle from which a large percentage of the participants are benefiting from.
Cartel.
Cartel. It's just like what happens in the petroleum sector.
Mm.
It is apparently, when the Adenosi was here, he said it is a lot of money
right.
that is being made. Now you have a call-up system. We hope the call-up system will not be compromised. I saw something here that says that if you don't have a slip or some kind of slip.
Yeah, if you don't have that call-up slip.
That call-up
slip. And your truck is seen on the road, it will be impounded.
But you know that our friends are waiting now. What do they call this place in Lagos now? Lagos Island.
Oluwale.
Oluwale. You know, and of course, you know corrupt practices, what it will do. The governor of Lagos has to now stop backing. He has to bite. He has to go in there, make examples, no matter whose ox is God, no matter who owns the trucks. He has to go in there. The same attitude he has towards going one-way traffic
right.
is the same attitude to go in there to enforce discipline.
Mm.
The governor cannot afford to be seen as a nice guy in this one. He has to put on the toga of a cowboy and go and break this cartel and break this jinx once and for all. It's a big challenge for him.
It is.
And I don't envy
it
him.
Is.
It's a very big challenge for him and I don't envy him. He shouldn't hesitate.
Hmm.
If there's a need to change his commissioner, he should do so. If there's a need to appoint a special assistant, special projects, or special whatever, task force, whatever it is, he should do so.
Right.
But he needs to do all it takes. Because you cannot surrender your state to these. They're not. A lot of them are not any worse than hoodlums. That's what is going on there. So we will see. We will wait. We will see how far they will go. There's been a lot of backing. Now we'd like to see a bit of biting. I'd like to see blood being drawn.
Right. Right.
I mean, literally. I don't mean you don't need to move back. I didn't say I was.
It's
to.
Okay.
I
just wanted to be careful. I just wanted to be very careful. let's read the Vanguard newspaper.
Yeah.
Page 9, Jimmy. And this is the picture of that story that we just took now is just right here on page 9.
Yes, 109, elbow to elbow.
Yeah. Insecurity banditry designed to destroy Nigeria. This is according to governors. Who designed banditry?
This is not. The truth is what you have at hand now is a revolution. That is what it is. And
right.
I remember saying many years ago, a revolution is not going to start like a football match, Man U versus Liverpool, halftime and final whistle. No. What you have here now is people reacting to the circumstances of time. What are they reacting to? They are reacting to poverty, and they are also reacting to the insensitivity of our leaders. You understand?
Right.
They're reacting to, for example, a National Assembly where a member, it is being said, goes home with so much money every month, and they are out there on the streets jobless. what you have at hand, apart from banditry and whatever, is a revolution. You don't need to say that I'm going on a revolution for if you revolt, you revolt. And that is exactly what is happening. And who is to blame for these people, for this situation? It includes the governors themselves.
Right.
Let me tell you, I was talking to a top government official yesterday. I said that, do you know that those of us as journalists, 80% of the information we get about the activities, under G activities going on in government, are from your people yourselves. Do you know why?
Why?
A governor, I'm not saying here now, a governor wants to do some rah-rah, he won't collect money, you understand? Is he the one who's going to carry the Ghana Must Go Back?
No.
The answer is no.
No.
Nobody's going to carry
it. No.
That person, even to give him his minimum wage, you haven't done so.
That's a problem.
That, so there is nothing hidden. There is nothing hidden. And then what is now worse is that the perception is that every big man and whatever is a thief. In government, outside government, is it? You try sometimes driving along and look at the eyes that follow you. Like if you fall into a ditch, or if you have fallen into a ditch before, and then an opera, everybody went up, they were happy. You know, and everybody looked the other way. You had to go pay somebody to get, you know, unlike before. So what you have here, back to what I'm saying before I lose track, is what you have here is a revolution that is building up. It is building up. People are restless. That is what the governors need to face.
Right.
That is what the president needs to face. That is what the president needs to face. It's not about Fulani headsmen or whatever. It's more about frustration of people looking for where they can, where they can. And I said, the situation with the average Nigerian now is that of beg, borrow, or steal. Some people prefer to just go the stealing route. When you don't borrow, so they can't even pay back.
Yeah.
What do you do? They need to stem that tide now. They need, look at a simple issue about this toll gate, for example.
Yeah.
By the time you start tolling that place, transport fares go up again. Salaries have not gone up. Do you understand? Simple things like that. So they are the ones we hold responsible. They and their, like, federal, all of them, same thing. They are the ones that are responsible for this banditry. Who wants to be a bandit? It's not easy to be a bandit. It is circumstances that lead you to it. It is not easy for you to decide that I want to. No, it's circumstances that lead you to it. And therefore, the solution is inwards.
All right, then. We're going to take a few comments. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Just type it in. You see us live there on your Facebook page. Same goes for YouTube as well. We're streaming live there, Nigeria Info 99.3. Who is this? Site, I don't know your name, but I'll read your message. In Dakar, tolled roads and on roads are the same standards, with on road roads being busier. You only use tolled roads if you are in a hurry. It's just saying that this is the same standards, whether the roads are tolled or not. It's just that the tolled roads are shorter to, you know.
There is no viable alternative to this road. Let's be honest with ourselves. How can you? This road takes about 6 lanes, then the alternate route takes just 1 lane, right through Nero here.
Right. Yeah, and somebody's saying here, Babs Ade says, Lagos Abeokuta Road 2 will be tolled. A toll was there before Obasanjo demolished it.
Well, it's part of the tragedy of our nation. If Obasanjo thought that he didn't want the road to be tolled, he could just have left the gates open. But what did he do? What did he do? He demolished it. I'm going to suggest that if we are going to have to build another toll gate, he should be sent the bill to pay. Yeah, we can look. I don't know what, if you don't want the place tolled, it's during your tenure, you don't want it tolled, open it up, and then you demolish it, and now we are back again. We have to build up. What is wrong with us as a people? I don't understand that. I don't understand that, Sheriff.
Okay, so Aketi Akerelu, your friend.
My friend,
yes,
Aketi.
It's in the news.
We used to call him Emperor in school.
Emperor.
Yeah, we're in the same class and the same house.
Okay.
I'm happy with him. Well, this is his second term and his last term. What I want Akeredilu to be looking at now is to leave a good name and a legacy. That all these PR stunts on hyping, calling Arakunrin, stop all that and just face the job for the next 4 years. That is my advice to him. All these things, all these local politics here and there, try to get, just leave your legacy, stamp your mark on those states, and do us proud, those of us who are in your generation and are your friends. and I wish him all the best as he moves forward. I know it's very difficult in your first 4 years because you'll be thinking of, now you've gotten your second term, you know, you're in full control of the state now. Now is the time for you to have a sense of urgency and stamp your foot. And, you know, I have a particular interest in Ondo State.
Right.
If you get what I mean.
I do.
You don't?
I do.
Okay, so what do I mean?
It's your wife.
You caught me there. You caught me there. How did you know? Ah, you've been spying on me.
We're going to take one. I mean, Jimmy, this is interesting. It's for sports, so we're going to squeeze it in.
Yes.
Government College Kaduna arrives Lagos for Principal's Cup opener. It will be college battle ready.
You know, Agbede now will be wondering what I'm going to say about Igbobi College, but it's not about Igbobi, so Agbede, hold your whatever. But it just took me back to the days of the Principal Cup. And, you know, from there, people... And they also took me back to the days of Youth Fund. You know, apparently, the team that won the Olympics, if I remember very well, were from the Youth Fund, whatever.
Yeah.
I am glad that the Principal Cup is back. And that is the starting point for growing soccer in this. Whether you like it or not, soccer has become part of our culture.
That's right.
I think you have more Man U supporters Nigeria than you have in Manchester, if you ask me.
It's very likely.
It's very likely.
Very, very likely.
Very, very likely. Yeah. And I think it's a good place to start. And I'm happy to see that there's a Principal Cup still exists. Ah, it reminds me of the days of Haruna Ilerika. I want to gain it. I don't know. There was, let me tell you a very quick story. There was a, in those days, football was like number five is the last man.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was this same Igbobio. They had 2 day Martins. Then you had Haruna Ilerika from Zumratu. Haruna could dribble all the 10 players and invite the keeper to come and dribble him and put the goal in. So we were all waiting. We were all waiting. So as Haruna was coming with the ball, Tunde Martins was coming. Everybody, then the Igbobi boys were shouting, Tobata, Fili, Fili, Shabale. So as he was coming, Haruna did this to him. He said, come, come, come. He dribbled him 3 times. Today, number five in those days, what they do, this only cost them. What they do is they'll clear you against the running board.
Exactly.
I don't know. He came 3 times. He's dead now. He was so versatile that the commentator, I think it was my Egbon, Mr. Dele Adetiba, who, instead of him to say, I don't know, dribbles one or two, you just be hearing Ilerika, Otigekon here. But I'm glad, and I want my colleagues in the sports, whatever, to please let's promote the Principal Cup. Apart from the fact that it's good for sports development, it also, you know, I remember the Greer Powell, all the sports we used to have amongst ourselves.
Right. You know,
maybe this will help to, in its own little way, to eradicate cultism and things and give our youth a sense of purpose.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Did you ever play football?
Yes, actually. I even belong to a team. Let me tell you, they used to call me Babaka Kiri then. Because I was the smallest of the team and I was the striker.
You are the striker?
Yeah. I could dribble like.
The little I did goalkeeping. The first shot that was coming, I was wearing glasses. And those days, glasses were not plastic, they were bottles.
They were bottles, yeah.
I don't
That's right. Oh, man. Okay. During my time in secondary school, my team actually won the Principal's Cup.
You're running?
Yes.
And you were in that team?
No, I wasn't in the team.
You couldn't have.
What do you mean? Excuse me.
If you don't look like a footballer, I'm adding key.
I was a student then. I wasn't playing though, you know, yeah. But we won the Principal's Cup.
Do you believe that there's Kurube in sports?
I don't know.
For some reason, you know, I my first school start, I didn't do too well, so I had to go and repeat in Amadia College. And that was the first time I heard of a Kurube in sports. Not the first time, but the first time. He's of blessed memory. I can't mention his name now. He was the one who went to Ibadan to bring the Kurube for us. They beat this.
It worked.
We all had to cut. Which work?
It didn't work.
That was a team in this in Lagos way back then. That's a Principal Cup. There was a team that didn't wash their jersey throughout the competition, and they won the cup.
Whoa.
Yes, that was the team in 71, I think it was 71, yes. They won the cup. But when they were going to meet one Catholic, a Catholic school, yeah, they said that I'm one boy, it's Fadanya, holy water. So what they did is that we heard they gave the Kurube to another school to defeat the Catholic before they now.
Wow.
I'm telling you, these were the very interesting stories. You heard of these only at the Barakas corner.
Wow, interesting. We need more stories and more G's from Principal's Cup. It's quite a thing of pride, really. It's quite a thing of pride. Let's look at the Nation newspaper. Labour rejects plan to allow negotiation of wage by states. What's in bank, boy? Something is coming.
No,
the states want to be negotiating minimum wage now.
Do
you know the implication of that?
What's the implication?
It means that some states right now will be overwhelmed with people coming in to just come and work because of the minimum wage.
But they can't control that.
How?
The truth is this. What I think we should have is, we should have a base minimum wage
exactly
in Nigeria.
Exactly.
That you cannot go below this age. But
exactly.
But I think that states should be allowed to negotiate, workers should be allowed.
It's already in play now, Jimmy. It's already in play. In Rivers State, they are not paying minimum wage. They are paying way above minimum wage.
That's wicked now.
But it's in Rivers. You understand? Some states are paying more.
You cannot expect,
it's already in play.
The cost of living, for example, in Lagos is almost four times
it's
that
high,
of
Ibadan,
Abeokuta, or whatever. You know? I mean, so you, of course, again, you don't have an interest in Ibadan, but you don't know that one.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one. It's because of you. But jokes apart, I think states should be left, you know, workers should be left. It's such a simple thing. I don't know what is wrong with us. We've been at this for only God knows how many years. It's such a simple thing. Let the National Assembly have a minimum wage that nobody must be paid less than this.
That's right.
And then at every state level, you go negotiate. Look at the cost of housing, transportation in Lagos. If you're unfortunate, you have to go in between toll gate again. You know, you must keep rubbing that
because
you must keep rubbing.
Honestly speaking, I think what the story is saying is that they want to deviate from the national minimum wage for them to begin to negotiate.
No. There should be a base minimum wage nationally, and that is a given. And guess who is saying all this? Who is a house bill, you know, and they haven't spoken about theirs.
Yeah.
Why we can't regulate the salaries and wages of the
of our lawmakers?
I can't understand. I don't know what kind of a country I'm living in. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Ask a senator. Even my friend Ben Bruce couldn't come out, state clearly what he was earning when he was a senator. I don't know why. I don't understand it. You want to run for public service, you're not ready to declare your assets. I don't understand it.
We're going to take one more story. Let's see if we can squeeze this in. Ijaw rejects adoption of Oduwa anthem in Ondo.
I don't know where we are going. People are just restless. What is it all about? There's an Oduwa anthem in Ondo. Ondo is Yoruba land. But some Ijaws are part of Ondo.
Very true.
By mapping or whatever it is. So what do the Ijaws lose by also singing the anthem in Yoruba? I don't understand.
Maybe their heritage?
Agitation has become the most profitable enterprise after religion. That's what it is. And for as long as we keep negotiating with this one, negotiating with that one, and there is, you know, unemployment and whatever, these are the kind of things. The Ijaws have been living with the Ondos, only God knows, like they will say, like my people in AJ will say, since Imo River, they've been living together. Why is it now that the Ijaws are suddenly worried that the Ondo state anthem is in Yoruba and they want an Ijaw version?
Right.
If you want an Ijaw version, create one and sing it where you are gathered.
So usually what they do in such states, which we also do here in Lagos, in the media, in their state TV and state radio, they have news broadcasts in different languages because of diversity in those areas. So if you're going to have an Ondo anthem, then you can have the anthem in those languages as well.
It is because we're still parochial. Have you heard any anthem on CNN, Sky News, whatever? Get these things out of the way and let's face the business at hand. We have too many things to worry about. But you see, agitation is the best income earner now. You understand? Religion used to be. I mean, if religion, somebody says, I'm buying the third plane during COVID, it should tell you something. But erotic bombay, you see. So agitation is the next place where you can get compensated somewhat.
We must go, Jimmy. Carry the way. We're out of time. Okay. Diabumi is up at 9.
Definitely.
Okay. We have our guest ready.
Our guest has been ready since 5 o'clock.
Since 5 o'clock.
Because of Lagos traffic.
Okay.
The poor woman left home at 4.
Because of
traffic. From Okota to this place. She left home at 4 because the other lady who came, the sex therapist.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah,
she came almost quarter to 10. So to play safe, I guess being responsible, she left home at 4.
That's nice. We'll be looking forward to hearing that. Diabumi, Daily Digest, Diabumi edition at 9 o'clock. We'll be streaming live at the time. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Many thanks to our sponsors, MTN Nigeria. Let's take the news. Then we talk militant demand, or they will destroy facilities and infrastructure in Lagos and Abuja. That's coming up after the news at 8.